No,
it.
I'm a dummy. I've never been
no,
around.
No, that's not a dummy
never
thing.
Never really been around a fireplace in my life.
That's not a dummy thing. That's
I've never heard of that word in my life.
You never heard? Okay. No. See, a lot of these words, and that you, I don't expect you to pop.
Is that just a big word for it, or is there a simpler word to call it?
I think hearth is just about the...
Really, I've never heard that.
But it wouldn't be anything, if you never lived in a house with a fireplace, it's just something that you just wouldn't know.
No.
And, you know, and that's to be expected, you know. Now, that's just part of it, is part of the interest to see what people know.
Yeah.
Young people don't, like, I wouldn't expect you to know lots and lots of these things. Because older people who lived in houses when they used to have fireplaces would know them. I have to ask you, a lot of things I know that you're not going to know, but I have to ask anyway.
Right, okay.
Okay, there's a thing in the fireplace, a metal thing that you lay the logs across.
Well, darn. I know what it is, but I don't know the word for it.
Let's see if you've ever heard this word, andirons. Okay, this you probably will know. Up above the fireplace.
Mantle.
Yeah, okay. Now, a big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace to burn.
A log?
And,
I feel like I'm in school.
Don't feel like you're in school. I don't want you to feel like that. If you use a little pieces of wood to start a fire, you call that any. That wouldn't have to be in a fireplace, but any just small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire.
What would you call the pieces?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kindling. You know that word?
I've heard it, but I really didn't know what it meant.
You didn't know what kindling meant.
Exactly. I've heard it, yeah, but I didn't really know what it meant.
Okay. This you'll know, I think. What do you call the black stuff that forms in a chimney or in a fireplace?
Ashes, or what? Is that what you want to know?
Ashes is one, and then the other, besides ashes, that was one of the things.
Soot.
Right, exactly.
That's the word I was trying to get out.
Yeah. Okay, you call one of those things a...
What, that chair?
Right. And now, what do you call the thing that we're sitting on right now?
A sofa.
Okay. Did you ever call it any other words, or do you know any other words?
Couch.
Okay. But a couch and a sofa would be the same thing?
Right.
Okay.
A divan.
Oh, you've heard that one too?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that's more older people saying that? Or
yeah, my grandmother says it all the time.
Oh, your grandmother says that.
Yeah, let's go sit on the divan. That's where I heard it from mostly.
Yeah. Okay, the piece of furniture in the bedroom that has a piece of furniture that has drawers in it to put things in, you call that
a chest of drawers.
Okay. What? How about if it's got a mirror on it?
Dresser.
Okay. I talk about tables and chairs and sofa and stuff like that all together, you call them anything that you buy to
furniture.
Sure. Now the things that you like, if you had something to pull down at a window that are on rollers to keep the light out.
Venetian blinds. Is that what you want to know, or
even before they had Venetian blinds, they had.
I know what it is, and I can't think of the word now.
Okay.
Let me think. Oh, poo. We had them in our apartment. I can't even think of it.
Well, now, I don't...
Well, they shade.
Shade.
Is that
shade.
The word? Right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Okay. Now, this is a piece of furniture that you might know from your grandmother's. It's an old kind of piece of furniture they used to have. And when they didn't sometimes have a built-in closet, they'd have a big piece of furniture to hang clothes in.
Oh, my grandmother's got one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe she called it I'll ask you just to see what she got. Maybe a wardrobe?
Yeah, that's what she calls it. She's got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say it for me so I get your saying it on the
wardrobe.
Okay, at the top of the house, between the house and the roof, sometimes you have a...
Between the house.
I'm sorry, between the ceiling and the roof, you have a... There's a, you know, open space and... Sometimes people can store things
attic.
In it. Sure.